Let's bring you back to Tulsa then, and the first elementary school you went to here.
I was in Elliott School from the last half of the first grade up throughout the fifth grade. Had an amazing group of classmates there, people like Bert Holmes and Jim Lewis, who later became the president of Flintco Construction. Bert's father was a well-known insurance man.
Dan P. Holmes.
Dan P. Holmes, who always came on the radio and says, I want to talk about Highway 33.
Right.
Bert was a dear friend throughout that time and has continued to be my friend until today.
You talk about you went to school at Whittier Elementary?
Yes.
When did that happen?
That was my kindergarten and first grade. I was there.
All right. Did you go to movies, and what kind of movies would you see?
Yes. I lived on Xanthus, and I would walk down Admiral to Admiral and Lewis to go to the Circle Theater because they had serial movies every Saturday.
Remember some of the movies you might have seen or stars?
Well, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century was one of the serials, and then later, I remember a serial about a Black Panther. You know, it amazed me that we had the freedom to walk down there and nobody ever thought anything about it. It was probably 6 or 7 blocks away. And as I was growing up there, there used to be a streetcar line down First Street that you could go downtown on. I would go down on Saturday mornings. My mother would work, and I would meet her at Cress's and have lunch there in the basement of Cress's, which had a nice lunch counter. I always look forward to buying a toy at the toy counter there in Cress's.
I would imagine going back to Elliott and Whittier, there must be some teachers' names that you remember to this day.
I don't at Whittier. At Elliott, I certainly remember a woman that kind of influenced my life, Rebecca Cookert, who was a wonderful teacher. She taught my homeroom and taught science and geography. I got in a little bit of trouble because I was moving into the sixth grade. I wanted Mrs. Cookert to also be teaching that class. I began a campaign to get Mrs. Cookert promoted to teaching the sixth grade, and my principal called me in and let me know that that wasn't appropriate for students to be involved in the selection of a teacher. It's interesting, Mr. Jester, who was our principal, had also been a principal when my father was in school at Burroughs Elementary School on the west side of Tulsa.
You've talked about the Brockman Dairy Farm.
Yes, the Brockman Dairy Farm was located at 37th and Peoria, and it stretched down to about 39th and Peoria. They raised dairy cattle. None of the development that there's now was there at the time. There was a DX service station at the corner of 37th and Peoria. The Brockman Farm was immediately behind that. And we lived right across the street. There were cattle grazing right across the street from my house, all the way down to 39th. And at 39th in Norfolk was a radio station with a steel tower that doesn't exist today, but the radio station building, a brown brick building, still exists back in among the houses. It was KOME. I used to wander down there from time to time and talk with the radio engineers, and they taught me Morse code as I was growing up.
Were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Boy Scout. Troop 23 at First Christian Church. I never retained Eagle Scout status, but I was a Life Scout and went to summer camp with the Boy Scouts at Camp Garland for 4 or 5 years. That was the highlight of my summers as I was growing up, is to get to go to Camp Garland.
Then there was this drive-in barbecue place on Peoria.
Yes, there was. It was on the east side of the Brockman Dairy Farm. Of course, we didn't have air conditioning back in the day, and I would open my windows and have a fan at my bedside, and I could hear the live music playing at the barbecue. It was probably about 38th Street and Peoria.
Did you listen to radio much?
Listened to radio a lot. I had a radio right at my bedside and would listen to all the serials in the afternoon, Captain Midnight, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, Fibber McGee and Molly, the Lone Ranger.
To listen to that and your imagination going had to be a fun time for you.
It was wonderful. I used to listen on Saturday morning to something called Let's Pretend. It was a story for young children. It was the precursor to Mr. Rogers and his neighborhood.
Then you finished your elementary at Elliott.
I went through the fifth grade at Elliott and then went to Lebanon, Illinois, where I completed the sixth grade.
Okay. How do you come back to Tulsa?
Came back to Tulsa a very circuitous way. My father was moved from Lebanon to Paris, Texas. From there, we moved to Brownwood, Texas, a little town outside of Brownwood called Bangs. Was there for maybe 2 weeks. Then we moved to Lafayette, Louisiana, and I enrolled in a school called University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I was in teacher's training school for about 6 to 8 weeks until my father was transferred back to Brownwood, Texas. From there, he was transferred overseas, and I came home to Horace Mann Junior High in the second half of the seventh grade.
Was that a good experience for you?
It was trying. Everybody in Texas, as you moved from school to school, they wanted to try you out and see what you were. They considered me a Yankee because I came from north of Texas, and they didn't abide Yankees very well in Texas.
But did you do things like have a paper route?
I had a paper route the whole time I was growing up back in Tulsa. As soon as we moved back into Brookside,